people are posting stuff because they think it's a closed network. They think that you are just sharing things between your friends.
That's a mistake. Snapchat has a feature called Snap Maps, and a lot of users, including those now in trouble, don't know about it.
It geotags that specific video, and it puts it on a global map, so you can go and check in anywhere.
The video can also be saved and sent to police. It's a high-risk way of showing off for the wrong reason.
The same payoff it is for anybody who does anything stupid, you know, to impress their friends.
We're gonna try to find this guy and get this guy on the air. Michael Metzler or Meltzer.
He's obviously good in front of a microphone or a camera.
Yeah, he's a Snapchat social media strategist.
So what was he saying, by the way? So the geotagging can get you in trouble just because people can tell where you were when you were. Oh, they can follow you all the time.
I don't know about the last part, but I didn't actually know this before I saw the story by Deborah Wrigley. I think it was for 13. But yeah, apparently that the photos or the videos people take on Snapchat. Apparently there's a geotag feature where other people can go in and like find that through a map search feature.
You know, there's something that I feel bad for kids that are kids right now and people younger than you, which is what? Is that Generation Y or Generation Z?
I think Z.
Whatever it is, these kids, they don't know a world in which you have like relative anonymity and where it's okay to get lost every now and then.
Yes.
It's okay. Like they don't know a world in which it's okay to be bored. Which is okay to be lost every now and then, you know, like where you kind of like, hey, either because of GPS or because nobody can find you and you want to be by yourself. Like now it's damn near, it's a yellow alert if people don't know where you are for 30 minutes, you know, versus you used to be able to just go out and come home by dinner time. And it just, I feel bad for those kids for that. It's made the world safer in a lot of respects, but it's made it harder to be independent. And it's also made it hard to get into the appropriate amount of mischief. I feel like it's never been harder for kids to get into some good, healthy mischief where you learn about boundaries and everything than right now. Because
right now?
You're constantly, you're 24/7 under surveillance. There is a security camera on you all the time because there's always somebody with a phone that can put it out to the world immediately.
I think you're right. I think the guy is Mike Metzler. We should still have him on, though.
It's close enough.
Close enough.
It's probably Russian, right?
I have no idea. We can ask him.
I downloaded acrylic. Acrylic. Is that how you pronounce the Russian alphabet? Acrylic? Cyrillic?
Yeah, Cyrillic.
Why'd you have to think so hard about
that? I don't know. I wasn't in that thought
process.
You were
born in Russia. You knew that.
You flipped my
brain. I downloaded one to my phone
because
Cyrillic. I made a joke about when Jeff Goodman, the Russian, the ESPN reporter,
was in Lithuania.
Yeah, I translated his name, Jeffrey, into Cyrillic and then put it on a tweet.
I like that.
Yeah, and then I thought of you the whole time I was doing it.
In the Loop did a breakdown comparing radio hosts on this station to the current NFL playoff teams that are alive, and they began with our great friend, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Well, clearly, Ted is the Eagles.
Why? Well, that's what I put too, but why do you think Ted is the Eagles?
Because once upon a time, he was awesome but kind of lost his head.
That seems kind of mean. I don't like that.
Right?
Oh, wait. Oh,
I mean, he was awesome.
They weren't done.
But, you know, once Carson Wentz is out, once you lose it between the ears.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Nobody expects much.
Okay, why does Cody not have a response for that? Cody's like, we got to talk to Cody about this. Like, it's the media. Cody, understand the medium. It's not, there is no, like, the people listening at home can't see your shock and awe. They don't see the fire and the fury that Lopez is spitting out right there. So, like, you have to have a response at some point.
Immediately?
A pregnant pause every now and then is good, every now and then.
Okay.
Not immediately afterwards. But I would say this, was Lopez hitting below the belt there? In the nature of the conversation and the topic, it's almost like a roast. By definition, you're going to be hitting below the belt.
It is kind of roast-ish.
Yeah.
So they said Ted was the Eagles. Then they went to Rich.
What about Rich? What is Rich?
Oh, he's the Steelers, because way back in the day, he was pretty damn good.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi.
Still pretty good, but the age is up there. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I mean... It almost sounds as if Lopez is like, you know what I think? I think Rich Lord is a three-headed dragon. And it's like, where did that come from? I need a few seconds
Cody's
to really think about
something that.
That
he's never like, he has to really grasp and everything. I would say, okay, that's in the vein of good old school, like, let's pick on an old guy. That's an acceptable burn. Sick burn, Lopez.
And then they compared us to current NFL playoff teams.
So how about Mike? What do you have for Mike?
Mike is the Jaguars because they're very boring.
He didn't have to wait for
that response. I'm fine with
that. Ready for that one.
I'm fine. Yeah. My only contention, I am boring. I'm fine with that. My only contention is I don't think the Jaguars are boring. I think the Jaguars are kind of interesting.
Boring offense. That was
they are a boring offense, yeah. But their boring offense makes them interesting.
If anything, your biggest flaw is that you don't realize just how interesting you are.
Thank you.
My wife always says she needs more Mike personal life.
More personal.
She can't stop listening when you talk about your personal life.
Okay, noted. And then Seth Payne.
I put Seth as the Jaguars.
Oh, no.
Here's why I put Seth as Jaguars. A, he played for him.
Yes.
B, there's a rigid schedule to the things Seth does.
Mm-hmm.
Seth gets here. Seth always does the same thing every day. Not always, but has a schedule he likes to keep. We know Coughlin is Mr. Schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Seth is early to things. A lot of times, that's from the Coughlin days.
Now I feel bad.
And
this is turning into a love
Seth
fest.
Seth will go after you, just like Jalen Ramsey.
Well, I have Seth as the Titans because you really never know what to expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, how long is he going to be around?
what does that mean?
Wait. Is it still the pause or did you pause?
No, that's it. They're done.
Oh, all right.
There was like a 9-second pause, but it was the end.
That's what got me there, too.
What does that mean?
Like, I kind of braced myself like, what are they going to do? Me shouting or me like going off topic or whatever it might be.
Yes.
Like, all right, let's see what it is. And then he throws that out there and like, I can't stop thinking about this. Am I on the verge of getting fired?
It could be one of three things.
What?
I thought long and hard about this yesterday. Uh-huh. I was up late. Number one, it could be a CTE joke, which is kind of effed up to me.
It could be that. I bet it is. But he'd already gone to that well with Ted, but okay.
Number two, maybe you could be getting fired by the boss. I don't know.
I think
it might have something to do with disagreeing with my Rick Smith confusion. I think that could be your days could be limited. And number three, maybe they just think you're going to quit or something.
Or I actually thought, on a more positive note, that like somebody major would scoop you up, get a national job or something.
No, that buzz is gone.
Like you talk to Nate. Like we'll talk to Nate Burleson at 9:30, and Nate's gonna tell people the NFL Network, you gotta hire this Seth Payne guy. So Seth leaves for the NFL Network.
Now the questions I'm gonna ask him. I missed that opportunity. Like that was my first 2 years here when I was a fresh face and still relatively close to the league. Like now I'm just an old dude. So I don't. That's not it. I think I'm getting fired. I think that Lopez knows something about something and that I'm getting fired. Because you know why? Because it was Cody's even longer than usual pregnant pause afterwards. Like where I could tell that Cody was like wide-eyed, like, oh no, you didn't. Like you're not gonna say what we talked about in private. So now I'm gonna press Vandermeer for details at 8 o'clock when he comes in. But I'm not on the air. I'm not gonna make listen everybody, I'm not gonna make a spectacle of this.